You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
When you have it, say amen. Now we see Moses was instructing the judges of Israel, come on, and he was instructing them to judge fairly, even concerning the foreigners. Read
Deuteronomy 1 and verse 16. And I charged your judges at that time, saying, hear the causes between your brethren, and judge righteously between every man and his brother, and the stranger that is with him.
Or the foreigner that is with you all. Amen, somebody. Let me say this here. God knows, and I'm talking about jealousy mixed with love. Oh, glory to God. Because sometimes we have jealousy mixed with love. God knows that his people, somebody say his people, can be jealous even for their own race, that they're willing to cheat. Come on. And show partiality. How many know that God, and I'm just kind of reading this because I want to read it the way it was being dropped in my spirit. Because how many know that God is not a respecter of persons? Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. And sometimes the enemy will get in there and he'll, you know, mess with our love, and he'll have us doing things. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. That's not right. It's the wrong. Tell somebody it's the wrong spirit.
It's the wrong spirit.
It's the wrong spirit. And God want our love to be pure, not mixed with jealousy. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Tell somebody not mixed with jealousy. Oh, glory to God. You won't be so jealous. See, jealousy is a strong man. It's a strong man. It's the strong man of hatred, racism, comparing. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Competition. Amen. We see that what's going on in this world is that, you know, we have leaders and we have media that's trying to pit us one against another. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. And it's up to us in the body of Christ to discern this, and somebody say to recognize it. Come on. Oh, glory to God. And so we got to realize that we're dealing, because one day I asked the Lord, I'm like, how is jealousy a strong man? I was studying about strong men. And the Lord began to let me know that jealousy, you can become so jealous for your kind, for your people, come on, somebody, that you're willing to step on another race. Come on, you're willing to do. And so, and let me say this here, this is across the board. Come on, this has been going on for a long time, where races have been pitted one against another. Tell somebody, it even operates in the church, comparing, competition, jealous of one another, gifts. Come on, somebody, this is not love. Come on, we're talking about jealousy mixed with love on this morning. Come on. Oh, glory to God. You know, and I was sitting back there and I was saying, man, I wish we could, this month, we could just go on a national love where we pray against the spirit of jealousy, the entire body of Christ. Come on, somebody. Begin to bind this spirit up. Oh, glory to God. This spirit is ravaging this nation. Come on. And it's time to somebody recognize it. All right.
Yes.
I ain't getting too many amens off of that, but that's all right.
Truly, amen.
Oh, glory to God. So God says, hey, you know, I don't want no partiality, even when you're dealing with the foreigners. Oh, glory to God. Tell somebody it's the wrong spirit.
Wrong spirit.
See, God, let me show you something. Yes, the Bible says, go to Exodus 34:14. Tell somebody God's envy or God's jealousy is not like man's jealousy. Oh, glory to God. It's not like man's jealousy. Oh, glory to God. God is a righteous God. God judges fairly. God knows all the circumstances. Sometimes we're judging people with our mouths and we're saying things and we don't even know the whole, all the circumstances. Come on. Hallelujah. We don't know why they're doing the things that they're doing. Sometimes, you know, people are a product of their environment. Come on, they can't help it. And while we're sitting there, you know, saying mean things, God is pitying them and feeling sorry for them. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God, having compassion towards them to help them. The Bible says when Christ got off the ship, the Bible said that he had compassion towards all the people that were following. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Compassion. Circle. Oh, glory to God. So what was he doing? He was circling them with passion. My God. Not pity. Pity won't help you out. You just feel sorry for a person, but compassion causes you to help somebody out. And so Exodus 34 and 14 says what?
It says, for thou shalt worship no other God, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God.
Okay, and so God said, you shall not worship any other God. So God said he is a jealous God when and if what?
If you worship another God.
If you worship another God. Oh, glory to God. God, see, let me show you something. Let me show you what it's like, people. Let me show you what it's like. It's like Christmas time, and you done spent hundreds of dollars on Christmas gifts, and then somebody comes along and says, look what Santa bought. No, the devil is a liar. Santa ain't bought. How Santa gonna get the credit? Come on, somebody. When I done spent my money. And so God is saying, I created you. I created this universe for you, this earth for you. I done done all of this. Come on, you want to worship some wood? Come on, you want to worship some metal? Come on, somebody. Glory, you want to worship what I created instead of me? And so, yes, God has a problem with that. Hallelujah. God says, I'm a jealous God. Don't worship no other God before, put no other God before me. My God, up inside. Are y'all getting this? Tell somebody, we're getting rid of the jealousy out of love. Come on. Oh, glory to God. It's been going on too long. Hallelujah. Okay. All right. See, because all the praise and honor belongs to him. We were just singing that. All the glory belongs to God. Come on. Hallelujah. So, you know, and this is why, you know, even Christmas time, you know, I just believe in telling people the truth. I'm not gonna lie. Amen. I'm not going, you know, because you've been telling your kids that Santa Claus is coming. Now Santa ain't coming. Santa ain't bringing you nothing. Your parents spent that money. I'm sorry. Y'all just don't get your kids around me if you got your kids believing in Santa, you know. Ooh, somebody say the devil is a liar. You're going to give the credit to where credit is due. Okay. All right. Hallelujah. Where was I? Amen. So somebody say man's envy is not like God's envy. It's not righteous like God. Amen, somebody. All right. Here we go. The enemy has deceived us concerning love, causing us to be jealous for our race. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Instead of being jealous for the things of God. Look at your neighbor and say, if you're going to be jealous for souls.
Amen.
Be jealous for the lost.
Amen.
Can I tell you something? You can't manifest the love of God. We can't manifest the love of God, and we're looking at color. We're looking at race. Come on. You got to look past that. Can I tell you something? Everybody came out of Adam anyway. You distant relatives. Okay, all right.
That's right.
All right. You really related one to another. You came from one man.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Amen anyhow.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let me ask you this here. Let me say this here. How do you know you're jealous? And I thank God for straightening me out when I was a young Christian. Oh, glory to God. Because, I mean, I'll put it this way. I recognize that in Thomas. Let me talk about myself. Let me say this. Let me show you if you know you got that problem. If you sit down and you see a boxing match and you see a black guy boxing and a white guy boxing, and you automatically start pulling for the black guy. The white guy could be a love the Lord, love Jesus, but you just pull for the... Come on, you might have a problem.
Okay. Jesus.
if he's Chinese, you might, and you just automatically start pulling for, you might have a problem. Come on. I'm just showing you this. I'm just showing you, how do you know when you might be jealous for your race? Because when you fall in love with Jesus and you make a commitment to serve Jesus, you got to lay everything down. Come on. Oh, glory to God. I don't let the world put me in classifications anymore like that. Come on. You know, what do they say? Upper class, lower class, middle class. Come on, somebody. I'm in the God class. Come on. I'm in the God class. My God. See, you got to get in. We got to be in the God class. Come on. We got to love everybody. The Bible says that our love should abound towards what? All men, not some men, not some of the same kind, but our love has to abound towards all men. I'm called to win more than just the black. You called to win more than just the white. Come on, somebody. You're called to win more than just the Hispanic. You're called to win all men unto God. We're gonna be surprised when you get to heaven and see folks from all kinds of nationalities. Come on. I heard a Christian person one day say, I didn't believe that certain races of people could be saved. Well, that's what happened when you sit up under ministries that's always preaching about flesh and color. Come on, somebody. Okay. All right. Ooh, we're going to learn something about love. See, because let me show you something. In the body of Christ, we wonder why love is waxing cold. You know why it's waxing cold? Because you are blessed if you hear more than two sermons a year about love. Ain't no, a lot of us aren't preaching about love. And we wonder why the love in this nation is waxing cold. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Come on, somebody. What are we hearing? Oh, glory to God. We got preachers that are preaching more about flesh than there is about Christ Jesus. The Bible says when Christ is lifted up, all men, not some men, not just my circle, not just my group. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. We're going to get the jealousy out of love. Oh, glory to God. We're taking it out. Anybody getting anything out of this? All right. Okay. Wrote something down. Hitler was so jealous for his race, he was willing to exterminate an entire race. And maybe races of people, because I believe that he was just getting started. Come on. He had convinced this nation that they were more superior. Come on. And let me show you something. All races deal with that. We think we the bomb. No, we ain't nothing. We ain't nothing but dust. God took some yellow sand, some white sand, some black dirt. Come on, somebody. Some red clay. Come on, and created man from the dust of the ground. And it's apparent that he put all of that in Adam. Come on, somebody. So that Adam could produce all of these different colors. Amen, somebody. This good or what? Hurricane.
You preach it, brother. That's right.
Come on. This ain't nothing but a nerd suit. This stuff came from the ground. It's going to wear out. Come on. Keep on living. Keep on saying good morning. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. All right. All right. Okay. All right.
That's right.
Go to 2 Kings 8. 2 Kings 8, verse 7 through 15. 2 Kings 8. I believe it was just getting started. So what do we got? We got the media. We got leaders, politics, hypnotizing people. Come on. Pitting people one against another. Pitting races one against another. Come on, we can't get played. Tell somebody, stop getting played.
Man, I've been played.
Churches, oh glory to God, pitting one against another, one race against another. Oh glory to God. Somebody got to tell it. Somebody got to talk about it. Amen, somebody. It was my daughter. She said one day, she said, it might as well be me. You know, well, praise God. Whoever God chooses, you know. You know, we just got to get to a point where we're saying yes to God. Whatever you want me to say. Everybody ain't going to like it. Come on, somebody. But God, whatever you want me to say, it's time for people to know the truth, and the truth make them free, set them free, make them free. Come on, oh glory to God, we need to be free. Oh glory to God, we need to know that we're gonna have to love everybody. You ain't going to heaven hating people.
Hey, Jesus.
Okay, all right. All right. Malice in your heart. You're so angry. Malice is when you're angry, so angry at a person or a race of people that you're willing to hurt and harm them. That's malice. We think we're going to heaven with malice in our hearts.
Jesus.
Tell somebody the devil is a liar. Somebody say, Lord, empty me. Empty me. Come on, take everything out of me that's not like you. Come on. Oh, glory to God. So, see, because sometimes when we can't say, Lord, empty me, it's because we like what's in us. But see, can I tell you something? What's in us don't always measure up to the righteousness of God. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. And so we got to be willing to say, Lord, empty me. Because when you can say, Lord, empty you, come on, somebody. And God is able to put more. And this is why repentance is good. Because guess what? Repentance, oh, glory to God, makes room for the king. Oh, we might have to sing that. We make room for the king.
Hallelujah.
Make room for. And so now when I see you, I see less of you and more of the king that's in you. Glory to God. God can do more with you. Work more powerfully through you. Come on. Hallelujah. Somebody say, make room for the king. Oh, glory to God. Because they knew who Mary was carrying. Hallelujah. Mary is a picture of the church. And if they knew what the church, some of these churches are carrying, come on, they would make room for them. Glory. All right. That was for somebody to catch right there, listening to the broadcast. Okay, all right. Okay. 2 Kings 8 and 7 through 15 says what, daughter?
It says...
I don't have my Bible, so don't expect me to read.
2 Kings 8, verse 7 through 15. And Elisha came to Damascus, and Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, was sick. And it was told him, saying, the man of God is come hither. And the king said unto Hazael, take a present in thy hand and go and meet the man of God.
It seems to me that the prophet had an international ministry. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Because here he is. He's in Syria. Hallelujah. And the Syrian king sends for the man of God. And so read. I'm talking about Elisha. Read.
And the king said to Hazael, take a present in thine hand and go meet the man of God and inquire of the Lord by him, saying, shall I recover of this disease? So Hazael went to meet him, and he took a present with him, even of every good thing of Damascus.
Ooh, look at that. It's amazing because sometimes the world is quicker to bless the people of God. And I pray that the world bless you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Read.
Yes. Thank you.
40 camels burden and came and stood before Elisha. And he said, thy son Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, has sent me to thee, saying, shall I recover of this disease?
You know, when you look in the Bible, you'll see that there were some of the men in the Bible that operated under the dispensation of the law. They operated under grace. Come on, my God. Here he is. I'm just, you know, throwing this out there now because here he is. He's like a picture of someone who's under grace, who's not biased. Come on. I'm going to go over here and see this king and minister unto this king and hang out with him. Why? Because this king even called him. He said, your son. So he was making a reference to the prophet being his father. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Come on, tell somebody we got to see past race.
We got to
see past race.
Okay, read.
And Elisha, verse 10, said unto him, go say unto him, the king, thou mayest certainly recover.
You're going to recover? Read.
Howbeit, the Lord has shown me that he shall surely die.
Read.
And he settled his countenance steadfastly until he was ashamed, and the man of God wept. And Haziel said, Why weepest, my Lord? And he answered and he said, Because I know the evil that thou wilt do unto the children of Israel.
Haziel was an evil man. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. This is why we... Okay, all right. Read.
Their strongholds will you set on fire.
Uh-huh.
Their young man will you slay with the sword.
Uh-huh.
And you will dash their children and rip up their woman with child.
Come on. He's an evil man. The prophet is telling them, this is what you're going to do. Because you're a wicked man. Come on. You're going to kill children. You're going to kill pregnant women. Come on. You're going to burn cities up, houses up. Oh, glory to God. Read.
And Haziel said, But what is thy servant? Like, am I a dog that he should do this great thing?
Somebody said, yes, he was a dog.
Yes. And Elisha answered.
That's why when you're having a vision and you start dreaming about dogs, you need to bind that devil up. Bind that spirit up. Come on, somebody, read.
Amen. And Elisha answered, The Lord has shown me that thou shalt be king over Syria.
Uh-huh.
So Haziel departed from Elisha, and he came to his master, who said to him.
See, now the Lord showed him he was going to be king.
Yes.
Because you got to be. See, can I check? Can I say this here? When people get in power, that's so jealous because he's a picture of someone that's getting ready to commit mutiny and take the kingship away from the king. And let me show you something. He was a man that was so jealous for his race that he was about to literally try to annihilate the children of Israel. See what I mean? You got people that are wicked, but this spirit of jealousy will drive people to do things just like this. Finish reading, daughter. Are y'all getting this?
And it came to pass on the morrow that he took a thick cloth and he dipped it in the water and he spread it on the king's face so that the king died and Haziel reigned in his stead.
Okay, all right. So we see what he did, and he fulfilled what the prophet said about it. Come on. Jealous for his race. Come on. This is why you got to pray for leaders, and this is why you got to pray that God will raise up the right kind of people that have love in their hearts. And can I tell you something? When you have a person that's running for office and they got conservative views, stop believing what the media has to say about them, everything the media got to say. Everybody that got conservative views, they want to make them out to be a racist. They want to make them out to be this, this, and this, right? Because they got conservative views. Why? So because they want to get in office to push their wicked agenda. Come on. Oh, glory to God. This is why you have all of this foolishness going on. Come on. They're wanting to teach. All right. We won't even go all of that. Somebody say, leave our children alone in Jesus' name.
Leave our children alone in Jesus' name.
Okay, all right. Can I tell you something? I'm going to try to scoot along here. And I just say this here. You have leaders in place that they're so jealous for their livelihood that they're willing to sell this nation out. So jealous for their livelihood, they're willing to sell this nation out. All right. Now, we see God breaking the spirit of jealousy from off of Peter's life in Acts chapter 10, verse 17. This God began to deal with Peter in a vision. And the Bible says in verse 17 that Peter doubted in himself about the vision. Why? Because Peter was jealous for his race and he wouldn't have went and preach to the Gentiles, but God had to literally, you know, deal with him about that so that he would get up and go and preach to Cornelius and his family, Gentiles. He didn't want to do it. He was doubting the vision. I'm not saying, the Bible says it. The Bible says in 10 and 17, Peter doubted in himself about the vision. That ain't God. Oh, like y'all ain't never said, that ain't God. Come on. God pulling you out your comfort zone. God trying to take you to do something new in your life, and you said, that ain't God. Okay, all right. All right. As a matter of fact, in 10 and 34, when Peter got there, Peter saw that it was of God. Peter opened his mouth and said of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of person. Come on. God had to teach him that he wasn't a respecter of person. Sometimes we in the body of Christ, we got respecter of persons going on up inside of us. But God ain't a respecter of person. Let me show you something. People didn't like me. Some of the folks that were working and I was a lead, they didn't necessarily like me because guess what? I was not a respecter of person. Oh, glory to God. I had a policy that guess what? If you wanted to be on a certain station, you need to get there first. And if you got there first, you got the station. I had people that were saying, hey, you ought to look out for a brother. No, I ain't looking out. I'm not a respecter of person. How am I as a Christian? Well, okay, all right. As a Christian walking around being a respecter of person, I'm called to love somebody. Say everybody, every man. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. I'm not so jealous for my race that I'm willing to step on other people. Oh, glory to God. Because guess what? I got to please God. God sees me. God knows what I'm doing. All right. All right. Hallelujah. All right. Sometimes we can be so jealous, somebody say, even for our household, that we're not willing to help anybody outside of our household. Somebody say, outside of our church. Come on, somebody. Okay, all right. Let me hit this here. We're just about done. Give me about 3 more minutes. How many remember in 1 Kings 17, verse 9? I believe it's around verse 9, where God sent the prophet Elijah.
Well, I sure hope you enjoyed our broadcast, and I hope you enjoy our daily broadcasting. If it has been a blessing to you, we would like to give you an opportunity to sow into the ministry. Now, you could use our church telephone number, which is connected to the church Zelle account. The telephone number is 321-358-7455. Also, if you want to send your love offering, love gift, through Zelle using our email account, it is vipministries@att.net. Those are for Zelle, but if you would like to Cash App, you can Cash App us at $Victory with an I. In other words, $VICTORI57. We sure hope you enjoyed the broadcast. You could use also that telephone number to tell us if the broadcast has been a blessing to you, or the email address. We'd love to hear from you. God bless you. Our address is 250 North Babcock in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Our Sunday morning services start at 11 a.m. All right. God bless you.
You're listening to WWBC 99.9 FM Cocoa, 94.7 FM Rockledge, and 100.7 FM Melbourne, Palm Bay, and the beaches.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.